What went down before you got up? Joe Thomas. First thing weekdays. Seville 107.5 FM. AM 1260 WCHV. Oh, yes, it's late
tonight. I guess that means our Live United segment is Women United Together in Philanthropy. You know, I'm going to get a memo at one of these points, but I know that the folks who gather and work with the Women United do so much good work. And Jennifer McCune, thank you for coming on. Leah, thank you from the organizations and from Pancham. I appreciate your time this morning. I just lost all of my notes because everyone wants to have my attention in here. There they are. Okay, thank you very much for all that. Jennifer McCune from Women United, Leah Cole from Piedmont CASA. I think last time you guys were on, it was Pancham. Anyway, Leah, apologies for misidentifying you, but when you count on your electronics, sometimes that happens. How are you guys doing this morning?
Well, apparently better than you, Joe, but it sounds like you're picking up just fine.
Well, I compared great, it to if any of you have ever played a sport and you're planning on the running back, let's say the running back is supposed to go to your left and then he goes to your right and you try to hand the ball off to him and then the whole play comes apart from there. And that's kind of where we are. But we dust off and we go for it on third and long now. So talk about what's going on in between Piedmont CASA and Women United, Jennifer.
Well, I was going to let Leah share that because I think she has the good information on that. So, Leah, I certainly wouldn't want to step on your toes on that one. I will lob that to you to keep with the sports analogy.
Okay, so I can give you kind of a brief update on the kinds of things that we're doing. For those of you who don't know, we work with teens in foster care from 13 to 21.
And by the way, I realized, CASA is an acronym for Court-Appointed Special Advocate. So, if nobody's ever needed it before, if you're listening and you've never needed them before, God bless you. But that's what CASA stands for. So, Leah, I'm sorry, I just wanted to make sure people knew what Piedmont CASA does in first and foremost as you work with those teens.
Oh, yes. I forget about that. All the acronyms always get hard to keep track of.
Mm-hmm.
And the program that I work in underneath that umbrella is Bridges Coaches. And it started in January of 2017 when we felt like there was a need for the older youth in foster care to kind of get the independent life skills and get connected to community resources and, explore who they wanted to become. So that's kind of where our role comes in. We help them navigate systems, connect them to anything that they want to do in terms of goals, IDs, the typical things that teenagers are trying to do, getting a driver's license, getting a job, getting ready for college or training. We also advocate for them and just give them somebody to listen to and or someone who will listen to them, and empower them, so they can believe in who they want to become and their future self.
So all those things, as you know, because you're a court-appointed special advocate, obviously these kids are in a position that no kid should ever have to find themselves in, and you're trying to provide them the best normalcy you can.
Yeah, we try and help them, remember that they are still a kid, and some of them have been taking on more than, other teens their age. Just helping them to be a teenager and remember that, their future, their individual needs matter too. They have been through a lot at their age, but they all have so many strengths. And so we kind of build on that and help them really discover who they are and where they want to go.
And Women United Together in Philanthropy, Jennifer, is, core pillars of what you do is, families, mothers, children, and, so this really is right in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, exactly. So we're an organization of members who, with our collective giving, support organizations that are helping women and children in Central Virginia. And yes, Piedmont CASA was one of the recipients of our grants in the fall cycle. We're super excited to have offered them the opportunity to further their good work with one of our grants in the fall. Absolutely.
And the grants are all nominated by members. So if you have something that you would like to see done, you know, this is where membership becomes so important. But also, the more members you have, the more grant opportunity, more grant money there is.
Absolutely. And so we have a few membership levels: corporate underwriters, corporate sponsors, individuals, and really our minimum donation to become a member in a year is $100, and we've now broken it up. So if people would like to do a monthly donation of $10 a month, if that is better for people who want to become part of this, that works as well. And every little bit helps. Every member who is contributing gets to have a say in voting on who gets the money. Every member, as you mentioned, can nominate somebody. So it really is a collective giving effort. And right now, absolutely, we're looking to finish out our membership drive for the year. It ends the end of January, and we'll show how much money we can give in our upcoming grant cycle that we look at in the spring.
And if I'm not mistaken, you were just having a membership drive last month. How did that turn out?
Well, yeah, so that goes along with this month. We have the way our calendar goes, it goes from the end of January to the end of January. And
oh, okay.
So absolutely, last month went great. We had so many people who are so excited about what we're doing, especially now. There are definitely a lot of philanthropies who could use some help. So, and now we're finishing it off for our last week and a half for, until the end of January.
And Leah, let me circle back to this. In these days of COVID, with courtrooms, you know, shut down, and the court calendars, you know, just extended off into Neverland almost, and you have no idea. Is that really strain what you guys do at the Piedmont CASA to work with these kids? Because it's one thing when the calendar is as clunky as it was pre-COVID, but now it's got to be even harder for you guys because it's so extended.
Lately I feel like they've been, you know, back on schedule a little more. But I'm sure for our teens, you know, who have to wait a little longer or, you know, be a little more in limbo, it's probably puts a strain on them emotionally. I think the courts and the social services have really been trying to do what they can given the limitations of COVID. And you know, we are trying to support them as well. But yeah, we're all living in this new world of COVID.
Yes, so. And you need help, you know. And last time we talked to you, I don't know if it was in our Live United segment, but you know, you're always on the lookout for folks who can voluntarily be part of the Piedmont CASA family and help these kids. Correct?
Oh yes, we're always looking for new volunteers. We really rely on the great community members that we have who, you know, donate their time and their concern to help look out for the teens and families and help them get what they need. So, yes, we're always on the lookout for that. I work with a lot of great volunteers and always lucky to have them on the team.
And what's your website for people to go directly, and then we'll get the Women United website up there as well?
Oh, boy. I did not have that already.
well, you see, now I don't feel so lonely.
Yeah, I'm trying to look it up now. I never go on my own website.
I have it for you if you want. It's pcasa.org. P as in Paul, C, A, S as in Sam, A.org.
There you go. That's the way to pick up the ball. Dive on the ball there. You know, like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Tom Brady didn't have his greatest day. And yes, that's me comparing myself to Tom Brady without the square jaw or the cleft chin. But, you know, we got the victory in the end. Of course, it's womenunited.org for Women United Together in Philanthropy.
Ours is actually womenunitedseville.org.
Oh, that's right, because there's another organization with the name. You're right. Okay, so I'm more Joe Pizarcik than I am Tom Brady, and all you NFL fans can look that one up. You have a great morning, ladies. Thank you both very much, and thank you for both tolerating me living down to Caroline's warning about me.
We are so happy that you had us on. So appreciate your time, and thank you so much.
Being tuned in means news. No Russian disinformation.
We promise.
Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.